friend Sandfez. Good friend Sandfez. Good friend Sandfez. Good friend Sandfez. Who's this bloke on this pod? His name is Fez. Good friend Sandfez.
All right, welcome everyone to episode 37 of Good Friends and Fez. At this point, with no Fez and the amount that we see each other, it's more like three dudes and a mic.
New name. I like it.
I'm Steven.
I'm Lee.
I'm Lexi.
General! Try doing that with your tonsillitis.
Got tonsillitis, bro.
Oh, do you? Oh, good.
Oh, we should explain that. Yeah. Steven has tonsillitis.
Found out this morning I got tonsillitis.
Oh, excellent. Like, yeah. Well, I'm glad I picked this seat directly next to you.
I'm glad I licked your face earlier.
We shouldn't have passed before this.
Is it infectious, tonsillitis?
Well, I've got my tonsils out, so.
No, you're sweet.
Yeah.
I think I do as well.
Great.
Actually, I'm not sure.
You just had.
So I had something taken out of my ear when I was a little kid, or something out of my mouth. I can't remember.
Well, that's Pash later, and you can find out.
Yeah,
that's the only
Hooking
way.
Hooking up for science. That's pretty. Well, no, I was reading an article today, and you know when you just stumble across a sentence where it's so ridiculous but completely factual. It's too stupid for words, but it's completely right. This is a sentence I read in like. An article about a massive court case that's happening in the food industry at the moment.
Okay. Jeez.
And here it is. Australasian Pizza Association president Jim Cartsonis is acting as solicitor for the franchisees. However, he and Yum. Yeah, Yum.
Is that someone's name?
Well, it's supposed to be a company, but just the way it is, he and Yum, as if Yum is a person, declined to comment the action while they are in the courts. I just love the fact, though, that there's an Australasian
that seems weird.
Pizza Association.
Yeah.
And this guy is the president of it.
That is
what a joke of a job.
Oh, Jimmy. I'm bloody loving it.
There's an association for everything though, but that is crazy. Like, but, so is that the pizza makers? Or like who's
what did it like what this thing was about is cause Domino's at the moment are doing like the $5 pizzas.
They've been doing it for ages, haven't they?
Well, they have.
They were doing Tuesdays.
Oh, Tuesdays.
Tuesdays. Now it's just a flat rate $5 pizzas.
Shit, I think it was just Domino's.
Yeah. Get your Domino's.
We're doing more plugs already.
And not getting a cent for it. But yeah, the whole thing was about like Pizza Hut's and all the other ones having to lower their prices. But because they're franchised, the people who own them are just like, well, I'm losing money and I don't get anything from this.
Yeah.
And so that's where the Pizza Association comes in.
What the hell is Yum? What do they do?
Yeah, I think Yum is like
acronym?
No, Yum is the like the global company that owns Pizza Hut and a bunch of other franchises.
Oh yeah, oh, like KFC and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they're all
called Yum restaurants. It was just I don't know. I just lost. Okay, I might have still been drunk this morning, but I just lost my shit when I saw Australasian Pizza Association.
So, you were hungover this morning, and you decided to get online and just read some court battles.
Yeah, that's what I do. Well, because the way I figure it's like, I've killed my brain so hard the previous night, maybe I can try and rewire it to read and think critically.
Exactly.
It doesn't work, though, because I end up writing a sentence on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And discussing it to two friends.
Nice.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Just wake it up, just like, let's get political. Oh, I can do it. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah. What, just taking sentences out of stuff?
No, like, finding being hungover with trying to cram information into my brain.
Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah. It takes 15 minutes to read a 500-word article. It's
I would
great.
Just struggle to read. Like, I can't look at a screen this close. I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. Speaking of looking at computer screens, what has been sweeping my computer screens recently are links to this Ice Buck challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Which is raising awareness for ALS, which sounds like a good cause and all.
what is it? What is ALS?
Yeah, it's like, do you know Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah.
It's that, pretty much, I think. It's like a motor.
Yeah.
Like it's
all your motor neurons just pretty much diminish and die.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
good cause.
Yeah, it is good cause. But, ridiculous way to do it. And so many people are getting behind it. I'm like, are you donating or are you just putting ice
they're just doing
on your
it.
Head?
There is no donations.
Yeah. Because some of the biggest like the richest people in the world, like Bill Gates, have done it, and Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. They've raised $15 million worldwide, you're like, worldwide. Oh, wow. That's not bad. Still $15 mil. These guys are billionaires.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty good, though. There was somebody, like, I think Patrick Stewart just wrote a check.
Yeah.
And then just did, like, and his ice bucket challenge was he put a couple of bits of ice in a scotch.
Yeah, you got to take the piss out of it.
So there are some good ones, but yeah. And for the celebrities, I have less of an issue with, because that does raise a fair bit of awareness. But when you see, like, more people, like, just popping on your Facebook feed.
Yeah, so. I've seen people on Facebook doing it.
If you're donating it, cool. It's like, just people are just taking it as the next one of those. What was that?
Beard? Neck nominate.
Yeah, neck nominate.
It's a PC neck nominate. That's all it is.
Exactly.
But do you want to start one up? I'll actually start it like today.
Ice Bucket Challenge.
No, it'll be whatever, some random disease.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Some random disease called, I don't know, like, punch yourself in the balls for diphtheria or something, and you have to punch yourself in the balls, put it up, and nominate someone else to do it, and we'll donate like $2 or something to whatever charity.
Yeah.
Just to see if that takes off. Because it honestly let's cause ourselves pain and get as many likes as we can on Facebook.
Do it.
Yeah.
And it's got nothing to do with raising money.
You just pay it forward. Three people.
Yeah, yeah. And if they don't do it, you're like, oh, what? You want people with diphtheria to die? Is that what you inhumane fuck.
Well, I'm just so glad I haven't been, like, nominated, because then I'm like, well, what am I doing now?
I wouldn't do it.
No.
I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to donate. I know that right now. And no one's going to see it. Well, seen by four people.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Punch yourself in the balls.
Punch yourself in the balls.
What random disease or cause?
I don't know.
Breast cancer?
Yeah, breast cancer gets a fair bit of love, though.
What about Doctors Without Borders? And you've got to punch yourself below the border.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great.
Done. All right. Let's start it.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, people doing the videos and shit, they're still raising awareness and stuff. But at this point, people are aware.
Yeah, people are aware. And now it's purely just to get part of the phase. But the news phase is coming in very shortly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
You're starting it, man. Eventually, though, other people start catching on to just starting up these random ones.
And it'll take a piss.
You just get all these random things in your Facebook feed, like, you know, poked myself in the eye from polio. Yeah. Everyone's walking around crippled and shit.
Just injuring himself.
Eventually, it'll come full circle. People will raise, like, there'll be something. Like a phenomenon of people injuring themselves because of these videos. Like, a type of video to stop that.
Or it's just like they keep trying to one up each other. Ice bucket challenge, and they start going more and more painful. People walking around with just fingers being locked up. Yes. And supporting some sort of disease.
Yeah.
Water torture for, I don't know, like laryngitis or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Duh.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, looking forward to punching myself in the balls.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guess who I'm going to nominate? Because three people in the entire world know about this. Oh, dear.
But people will just complain. They'll be like, ah, oh, guys, that's not what we're doing. We're doing ice buckets now.
Yeah. That's really immature, what you're doing.
Can we have some proof that you're donating?
Oh, I'll donate now. I'll slip a fiver or
something. Yeah, done.
Cheeky tour.
Cheeky tour, yeah. Just have a little tin in front of you.
Ding. Ding. No, just, I'd love to find a doctor that was like one of those people that stands out in front of the supermarkets. Stand behind them, punch yourself with the balls.
Yeah, that's
right. Drop it in the tin straight up.
Yeah, just go to whatever the next tin wrapper is, punch yourself in the balls before giving him money. Because now you've got to hurt yourself to give to charity.
Do you reckon you could ask them, you'd be like, I'll give you $2 right now, or I'll give you $10 if you punch yourself in the balls.
Yeah. Just have a camera on it. You know, that's exploitation. You've got to work for your money, poor man.
Dance for it, boy.
You have to punch yourself in the balls 10 times a week to get your dole check.
Yeah. How hard are you going to punch though, man?
I don't want a little sack tap.
Okay.
Just punch yourself in the balls.
I reckon
man.
It's hard.
It's for
to
Doctors
do
Without Borders, man. Okay. Are you serious? One punch to the balls.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want a little sack tap. I was like, shit, I could just get away with a sack tap.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to do. Just, oh, that really hurt. Not just really lay into it. Just rupture a testicle. Yeah. For a good cause, guys.
Explain that to the doctors.
Yeah. I wanted to start a new Facebook viral campaign. Now I've ruptured my testes.
I wonder how common an excuse that actually is in like an emergency room. Like, yeah. I was trying to get on YouTube and, yeah. You know, now I've got an iron in my face.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You got anything to chit chat about, Lex? So?
Oh shit, put on the spot. No, I don't, so.
Nothing has happened to you. In the past 3 weeks, nothing has...
It's been a bit of a gap, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Hawaii in a week's time.
That's sick.
That's lovely. Cool.
Yeah. Lovely. So, get to do that for work.
Did you buy Hawaiian shirts?
We will. I'm going to, while I'm over there, Hawaiian shirt, one of those tiki mugs. You know those, like, big tiki glasses? They're really big. They have cocktails in there. It's like a monster's face kind on of, there.
Yeah.
I find, like, a tiki bar.
Sick. Yeah, culturally insensitive.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be massive.
Are they really?
No, I don't know. I'm just fucking with you, dude.
Yeah. Actually, here's something. Completely off the topic. Sorry, I'm bored of your holiday now. I'm bored of your holiday. We've got inspiration from you, so now
it's
you can
for
just...
work.
It's for work.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Really? I'm going to Hawaii for work. Is that
but like
no, but it's going to Hawaii generally, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as good as generally going to Hawaii.
No, it's not. Like, yeah. We have to,
it's
like,
kinda like
dress
like
up
a cold and... Parmesan, or it's still nice, but you'd rather heat it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard to think of a circumstance where I would be in that I couldn't heat it up.
Camping? Or it, and
I guess. No, so you can bring out cold schnitzel.
cold palm even, so it's not just like a whole bunch of schnitzels cold, which aren't too bad. It's got just a whole bunch of like pizza sauce and melted cheese.
The cheese
isn't even melted, just craft singles on top of a raw schnitzel.
Better than congealing melted cheese, though. What were you going to...
Oh, sorry, yeah, this is a dog's breakfast, isn't it? No, have you guys seen the new Taylor Swift film clip? It's called Shake It.
No.
Terrible song. But apparently a whole bunch of people were offended about the film clip because it stereotypes the way that African Americans dance. Oh, and I'm like, what? I'm like, it's a pop clip. People were dancing. And people were like, oh, no, but it's racist because she's trying to dance like an African American would. And I'm
maybe
like,
it's racist to think
yeah,
that.
It's more racist
fact,
to think that.
It definitely is racist to think
like,
that.
She's just dancing to a clip.
Is there African American people in there dancing?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of people. There's heaps of people in the film.
Various races shaking their ass. Actually.
Yeah. It's just a whole bunch of people dancing, but, in, you know, so it's like ballerinas dancing, then it cuts to, like, your B-boy style dance, and then it cuts to, like... just general
all
dancing
right.
around like an idiot.
But
and then,
all the B-boys are black.
I don't know if they all are. But even then, it's like, well, who cares? Like, how is that? I don't know. People are just digging
they've
to try and find
some
something.
Shit for years.
I know, man.
Yeah, but it just grinds my gear because, like, this is something so... There's nothing offensive about that clip at all.
Yeah, that is fucking annoying. I hate that. People are just looking for an excuse to be able to white knight about shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I just couldn't
that's actually
that.
Offensive to everyone.
I am offended.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Are you offended?
Oh, God. You speak to a random African-American dude on the street, like, the fuck are you talking about, bro?
It was crazy. But no, I don't know why that I thought of that. But
no. Really good, though. Kind of saved my bit.
I got a word.
Did you have
a Taylor Swift?
Racism. Buzzwords.
All tagline.
Speaking of buzzwords, that's we're doing words this week. That's
kind
of a theme. Three words. So we gave a... request out to GFAF listeners. Give us three words and come up with a segment. So that's what we've done. So,
oh shit, so these words came from listeners.
Yeah.
Thanks, listeners.
Yeah.
That was actually a good idea. Did you come up with that, or did our listeners come up with that?
No, I came up with that. Our listeners don't have good ideas.
Yeah. Don't give them
that's
too much
that's why they're
credit.
Listening to us. The idea creators. So I believe one of our Twitter fans, good fan, lovely fan, Mark Mitchell, was it Rundon Paradise?
Rundon
Paradise. Is that Rundon Paradise?
Rundon Paradise. Like Cool Runnings 2 or something.
Yeah, Rundon Paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
Sydney Mustard, at Sydney Mustard, check this dude out. He hits you up with some where... Ooh.
Well, yeah, I decided to take your words on Marky Mark, and they were...
The easiest words.
The easiest words. Because you got to get in quick if you want the easy stuff. And that was, what was it? Up early.
You're up early.
You're up early.
Yeah.
You're up early.
So you're, like it is two words kind of mashed together, but we'll take it as one word. Yeah, if you type into Word, true. It does count as one word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going by the Microsoft Office rules here.
So you are up early. That's four words.
No, it's you're up early.
You're up. You're
That's why I'm talking about the words crammed together.
Yeah.
That's been past this.
My segment. You're up early. Okay, now this is what I was thinking for this one. It's been a while since we've just got just generally filthy and immature. In between this movie, two's coming out. They're all filthy and immature.
Yep.
So you're up early. I want to just big open discussion, some stories about the early morning boner. So we all get it. Males get an early morning erection, more so when you're younger.
True.
And quite often they just strike. Whenever, and you have no idea, you can wake up with it, or, you know, as a young tacker in high school, you'd be sitting there and it would just fucking crack up. So,
Yep.
We've all got some bad stories. Yeah? Done? Alexis.
Let's go.
What's your best early morning boner story?
Early morning boner. Well, best story.
If you've ever got an erection, I'm just assuming.
Definitely have.
No, just
thank you for checking. Yeah. Appreciate that.
That's why we call him Flaccid Lexus.
Oh, bloody soft cock.
Yeah. All right.
Putting a marshmallow in a money tin.
I'm barring up right now.
Just to prove it.
Prove it. Just prove it. You can get a stiff willy by showing me.
Oh, hi, Mila Kunis. Usually, like, I used to get it every single morning. Every single morning.
What age are we talking?
Pretty young. From, like, 8.
Whoa!
Wow!
Yeah. That's younger.
That is an early morning boner.
Yeah.
Wow.
You are up early.
So every morning I used to, like, pull on the dressing gown. And I always had to do this thing where everyone does it. You just hook it up into your boxer shorts.
Oh,
like,
the chin tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But then, like, have it kind of... It always used to be a bit dicey, because every morning I'd go out and reach up to grab some cereal. And there'd be times when you have some T-shirt, but it pulls up a bit. So you've got, like, your erect penis just pulsating out through, like, the band of your boardies or your boxers. And I swear there was one time, like, where I had to quickly, like, duck out and get some cereal and stuff. I like turned around, I could see it, and I was like, oh shit. And I looked down this long kitchen that we used to have, and like my mum was standing there. But she wasn't looking right at me, but she was kind of doing like these ones where she was just like looking up in the air as if like, I see nothing.
Oh, yeah. No.
So it's like, to this day, I don't know if she really saw anything or not.
She would have.
Possibly.
Do you reckon, there's no women here, we can't ask them, but do you reckon ladies know about the chin tucker? They're like, we're not just doing it for fun, it's got a function.
I think, especially the mums though.
Oh, the mums bloody know.
They know, they don't want to embarrass you.
Who tell them about the chin tucker though?
The dad, probably. The dad? Having a laugh at one day on the beers. Yeah.
Just, yeah, when you were younger in your early stages of your relationship, you're just talking about, like, awkward shit that's happened to you.
I reckon parents just do that in general. They just, like they're heaps nice to you and they don't want to put you down stuff. But at night, when they're in bed laying next to each other, they're just like, what a fucking idiot.
They had his penis tucked into his waistband.
Who does he think we are?
Because if you've never heard of the chin tucker and you saw, I don't know, someone doing it, you'd just be like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
Who squashes their penis in between?
Yeah. Or otherwise, you're clearly just tent pegging.
Yeah, yeah. You've just got a massive rock.
That's true. Especially with boxes. That's dangerous. Yeah. Depending on how boxes, you don't want to protrude through that hose. Like,
Yeah.
Like, why is there a gap here? I'm never going to use this with boxers.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's... Actually, I don't know why they have that little gap in the underwear to poke your Johnson out of.
I think it's to piss through, like...
Just pull it up.
No shit. I've never just unbuttoned my boxer shorts.
No, never. Never. I don't think anyone ever has.
No. Well, you do it just for a laugh because it's there. But I don't do it regularly. You're just like, oh yeah, let's see what it looks like with my penis through these underwear. Huh, that's funny. Kind of like a burger for your crotch. Dude, that's horrible.
Actually, just on that, my mate did Army Reserves, and through basic training, they'd all have to get up at 6 a.m. and pretty much like stand up at the front of their dorm.
Oh no!
So the Army has really shit equipment, but they've got like issued boxer shorts for the Army guys, but they're terrible, and they've got a similar thing at the front of them.
Yeah.
So my mate was saying there was a whole bunch of times they'd wake you up in the morning, they'd make you like run to the front and stand on the slide, and there were a whole bunch of guys that'd be standing there, they're either tent pegging or their dicks are pushing out.
Oh, that's fun.
And they would just laugh because like they couldn't really just stand and hide.
No, no.
You just gotta stand there proudly.
Does a drill sergeant still act really serious? It's like, with a man with a penis out of his pants.
So, well, I am standing at attention. Yeah, at attention here.
Yeah, at ease. That's classic.
And then they just had a laugh and it just happened to like a whole bunch of the guys.
That's heaps funny. If I was a drill sergeant, I'd just like walk through the hose and just squeeze them in cold water. Get rid of that, Johnson.
Put that down.
I should say unholster your weapons.
Oh, that's brilliant. That was a good one. Steven, hit us up with a bonus story.
Can it be the bonus story? Does it have to be like an early... Because I definitely crack them early in the morning, but I just can't think of a particularly funny... Early
morning one.
Kind of can it be like before midday boner story?
Yeah, well, you know, that is early morning for some uni students, so... That's true. Yeah.
This is a high school story.
Okay.
So, like, as you do, when you're... I was a bit older than Lexus. Let's say I was like 15.
Cracking your first boner?
No, not cracking my first boner. But I was 15 when, like, it was quite difficult to control type of stage, you know? Like, those would be the chicks with the tight pants. You'd be like, oh, calm down, bro. Anyway, I remember we were going out. I had a girlfriend at the time, and we were... But we'd always play soccer.
Yeah.
And usually she'd just chill and watch with her mates type thing while the lads would go out and play soccer, which is... Yeah, no, it is what it is. Anyway, the guys would be like, come out and play. But I had this fucking raging heart on, like, pulsating. And I was, you know, you're doing the thing where you kind of hold your pants down against one of your legs. So it doesn't really hold your dick, but you're using that pressure to kind of stop the dick from poking out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, I'm just going to chill with my girlfriend today, I reckon. Like, I kind of ignore her and stuff like that. And she's like, oh, so sweet, whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, because you don't really run around with this bob and dick. But anyway, so it was recess.
Yeah.
So recess finishes, and she kind of sits on my lap. And so she kind of knows what's going on. But as a result, she's kind of like, you know, grind her ass against me. I'm like, that's not really helping me out. And it got to the point of like a bit of pre-cum. Starts to like, you know, you just get these little stains on the outside.
Oh, what? So went through the pant, went through the boxer shorts and...
Yeah, well, like, it was... They weren't super dark, but they were kind of... Yeah, they were kind of just starting to form on the outside of the pants. Like, this is not a good look. But she's like, I really need to get to class. I'm like, oh, no, just chill here for a bit longer. She's like, no, I gotta go. So she goes. But as the lads do, they take forever to finish playing soccer.
Yeah.
So she leaves. And I'm still chilling on this log. Bro, let's go in. They're starting to come in. I'm like, no, I'll catch you guys in there. Just like, enjoying... Just like, what's up, dude? And then they've all finally caught on. And they're like, Steven's got an erection!
Steven's got a stiffy!
I'm like, fuck off, guys. So I'm standing there trying to, like, think unsexy thoughts. Yeah. Eventually, I kind of managed to get it down to kind of a half chub. And, like, you know, still do the hold down pads and just cop shit for the rest of the day.
Oh, no. It's so cool to how, like, someone has to yell it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, dude, you got a bonus. It's just like, Steffi! It's a long lost mate you've never seen before.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of was like later in the day, mate was like, oh, yeah, sorry for giving you shit. We've all been there, but it was funny.
You got to yell it out.
So that's, that's my story.
That's classic. That was good. Probably the worst one I had was... It was actually only a couple of years ago.
Well, geez, you're getting progressively old.
Yeah, I got my first stiffy last week.
How was it, mate?
Just ran into my parents' room. What's happening, mate? I got Rick and Morty, some chicks. Had to drive around to their place before I did it. Oh, Jesus, no.
Just look up on Google. Why is my dick hard? Yeah. I've got cancer.
Throbbing dick cancer. No, this is a. It was a couple of years ago when I was overseas. Actually, me and my mate were in Greece and we were at this hostel, and it was like a mad party, crazy hostel. So you're just absolutely intoxicated every night. Anyway, our last night there, I don't know, we got to bed at like 7 in the morning or something. And we were flying out that day at 1 in the afternoon. So we had to make sure we got the early morning bus that left our hostel. It was like a courtesy bus that left at 10:30 or something. Yeah. But you had to have it pre-booked. You couldn't just rock up.
Yeah.
And so we're, you know, passed out on my bed, just in my boxers. And I roll over and look at the time and it's like 10 to 10. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, Roro, pack your shit. We're going to go. We're going to get out of here. He's like, oh, shit, we haven't booked the bus. I was like, fuck, I'll run down and book it now. So I just run straight down to the reception area. Oh, and I'm just wearing my boxer shorts, completely not knowing that I've got this massive fucking erection. Oh, and I'm standing at the hotel lobby and I start talking to the receptionist there. And because I'm still like heavily intoxicated, I'm like all shaking and shit. I'm just like, oh, hey, can you get the bus for me, please? As I've got this massive erection. And she looks down. She looks down and just giggles. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, sorry. And just like, I see that shit all the time.
She was just a massive whore.
Probably. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, wow.
But, yeah, that was definitely... I didn't even notice it. That was the worst thing.
Probably
I think
that,
the panic
that drunk
had,
and...
Oh, just that drunk and just had to... Yeah. So I was quite lucky there.
When I wake up with, like, a stiffy now, though, it's usually just because I really need to piss. I think, like, girls take it the wrong way. They're like, oh, you're in the mood. Like, no, I actually really need to piss. Right?
Yeah. I just need to wait for this to go down because I need to drop this off.
Yeah.
And you can't tell. You can't be like, oh, well, I am better just after I take a piss. Yeah, exactly. I'll be right back to use it. No.
Come here and suck on this.
It just smells of urine.
Yeah. Why is it wet already? Pre-cum, baby.
Yeah. Well, I think that was very mature. Yeah, thanks, Mark Mitchell, for that. Anything else that we can relate to boners, please send through.
Yeah, well, we relate most things to boners.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it is.
All right. Do you want to go next, Lexo?
Yeah, sure. So...
No segues anymore. I love it.
Well, you were the... It was on you to segue.
Oh, yeah. That was that wasn't a hard thing to talk about, but
that segue to your own segment.
No, I'm getting there.
Okay,
there's time. There's time. There's always time. All right. Well, not a very hard topic that one there, but something that is a hard topic is yours. You've got some difficult words there, Alexis.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah,
not
well
too
done.
Bad. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Saved
not
it again.
Where's your person?
Is my person. All right. So from. Listener KDK at Onspruitian.
No,
I was looking at Quirbs for some reason.
Yeah, I didn't invent that country.
He or she has given me the words superfluous, hyperbole, and cat.
Cat. Okay.
So
no, dude, that's easy, bro. Just nail it. It's obvious. I think we both know the type of segment's coming, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
God, we don't have to spell it out to you, Alexis.
Yeah,
so my thinking behind this, I was like, well, what do they mean by either hyperbole, which I thought was a mathematics term, or hyperbole? So I was thinking Super Bowl, hyperbole.
Okay.
Then I was thinking superfluous, which is like entirely in addition to requirement. And then I was thinking cat, so something with animals as well. So I was thinking... Why don't we come up with, for a sporting event, the best halftime show you can imagine. Oh, something like the Super Bowl. You know how they've got a crazy good halftime show. So maybe we'll start with you, Quirbin, and I'll give you the Super Bowl as well. So I want you to think of something that's superfluous, like entirely not necessary, but over the top.
Yeah.
Ridiculously exaggerated. And cats, something with animals as well for the halftime show.
Okay. Cool. So it has to include some cats as well?
Not cats, any animal.
Any animal?
Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
Of your choice.
Cats just like the logo for it.
Yeah. Okay, this is what I'm thinking halftime, right? And it's actually, it'll work as well. Because we know that SeaWorld is closing down over in America.
Do we?
Well, yeah.
They got hit hard off that Blackfish documentary.
Yeah, Blackfish documentary hit it hard. So I think they're looking in really bad financial ways to the point where they might be closing down, I think. But... that's all right, all right? Because yeah, I know what you're thinking. What about the poor performing animals? Where are they going to perform now?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what you're thinking. All right. When the Miami Dolphins make it, all right,
okay, yeah,
to the Super Bowl, I'm going to have the entire pitch just separates in half, but it's on a mechanical platform and opens up so it's a massive water tank.
Good.
All right. Seems every reasonable. One of the animals that's from SeaWorld, from San Diego, from the LA one, from everywhere, are in the tank. Okay. And they're all performing at once.
Do they all get along?
Which Super Bowl? It's a battle. They're not supposed to get along. They're going to be chomping each other. Like, tails going to be ripped off. It's going to be like a battle royale, almost. Almost like gladiator style. Except with SeaWorld animals. All right?
Yeah, okay.
And then they battle. All right, they battle. So across the top of the Super Bowl dome is like a massive trapeze line, okay? And on that trapeze line, there's a cat with a harness, right? And the cat has to walk from one end of the trapeze to the other end, okay? And the cannon is started, which means...
A cannon?
This is superfluous or whatever you say. This is over the top. A cannon is fired to say it's halftime entertainment time. The floor opens up, the tank's exposed, all the animals are just jumping and performing and fighting on one another, like killer whales doing backflips, whatnot.
Yeah.
And then the cat starts walking across the trapeze. Once the cat reaches the end, cannon's fired, end of halftime entertainment, pitch closes back up, game on.
Wow.
So do the players, they run
or they die. Yeah. That's how it happens. It is just like when that cannon goes, start fucking running. Otherwise, you're going to fall in that water tank.
So it doesn't close back up.
It does close back up on the animals.
Oh, it closes back up on the animals.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's still going to be like dolphin parts and shit then from that massive fight left on the other parts of the field after it closes up.
No, they'll just still be floating in the tank under it. It's almost like just putting a lid on a sandwich.
I mean, from the fights, they're like ripping each other apart and shit.
Yeah.
Just the pool would be red with blood.
Yeah.
Mm. What sort of a soundtrack would you have over the top of that?
Enya.
Yeah. Okay, jeez.
Can't explain why, but it's just playing.
You made it sound like it was the obvious choice.
Sail away.
What happens if the cat falls?
No, it's got a harness on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just dangle precariously under a line for...
Yeah.
It just shakes itself to the other side.
Yeah. Because I don't want a cat to get injured because, you know,
they're cute. Cats.
Yeah. They're fluffy and nice.
That's true. Like, fuck the sea creatures.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So that's my entertainment.
Jesus.
Hope you like it.
I do. It's great. All right. For Stephen, your event will be... Let's just say the tennis. So I'm assuming they do a good halftime show there.
Not allowed to applaud during it, though.
Yeah. Okay. So any tennis.
Any tennis, yeah. Any tennis.
Let's go Wimbledon just because it's the one I know.
Yeah. Name one other.
Generic country open. All right.
Bosnia Open. Number 18 tennis.
So what am I doing here? Just give me a halftime show with animals in it.
Yeah.
For the tennis.
Yeah, something that's like heaps over the top and extravagant.
All right. Okay. I see what we're doing. Probably think of something that involves tennis. Let's say what they do is there's another fight going on at this one. But the two opposing countries kind of like native fauna.
Oh.
They have to fight each other. Over the tennis court. So they both start either side of the court.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So like Australia against the kangaroo and emu.
But the tag team.
Yeah. We just happen to luck out. Yeah. And then New Zealand gets like a kiwi bird.
Just one either.
Yeah, just one.
And a sheep.
Yeah. It was around a sheep.
Yeah, why not?
And then the crowd just have to watch and cheer until only one side's animals are still alive.
That could take ages.
It could. Oh, emus can be quite aggressive. You don't want to get a shit. You don't want to play, like, Africa would all of a sudden become really good.
Yeah, they would dominate.
They would dominate.
You got yourself a lion and just some cheetah in there.
Yeah, because it also impacts the scores as well. So you get, like, a full set if your animals win.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's basically it. I don't know who would play the music. Let's just, I don't know. Just get The Offspring to play.
Pretty fun for a white guy.
Completely offbeat.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, just to distract people, give kind of this fun kind of teen vibe.
Yes.
As animals are fighting to the death, or just uninterested in walking around, because Terrence is pretty boring anyway, yeah, in my opinion. Yeah. So you just see a kangaroo like nuzzling a kiwi for about 6 hours until it accidentally falls asleep on it. You're right, like, people would stay up all night for that. I would.
Yeah. That's so, really, so that's really good feeling.
Thank you. That's what
you nailed it.
I feel like I crushed
nailed the challenge.
Yeah, no, you crushed that.
Thank you. So do we give you a sporting event?
You can.
May as well.
Alright.
You go for it. I don't know how we both give him a sporting event.
Yeah, you say one word for base
netball. I said octopus, but sure.
Trying to think of a big sporting event that would be fitting for that.
To be fair, I don't think tennis has a particularly good halftime generally.
No, that's not much good.
Definitely not.
How does halftime even work in tennis? When do they do it?
I don't think there is a halftime show.
There is no halftime show.
They change.
There's no halftime.
That's what I'm saying.
Do one at the end of every
game. Just a break between sets.
Yeah, just in between sets while the tennis players at the side, like, having a power raid or toweling up. Animals are in there just fighting to the death. Just meters from them.
Yeah, all the people say it's pretty fly for a white guy.
All right, what about you going to do the NASCAR, whatever that is? Is it Talladega or the...
Sure. What's NASCAR something. It's not 500, it's like 1,000 or some shit.
Yeah, that's great.
NASCAR... Halftime entertainment.
Yep.
Because there's a halftime in car racing. Everyone just has to park and have a rest break.
Yeah, that's right. So it's
promoting safe driving.
Yeah.
Maybe it's after like a massive accident happens. You know how everyone goes there for accidents. Yeah, and they're like, we need to clean up the dead bodies and the cars on the track. It's like, halftime show now.
Yeah, cool.
That's when it happens. So
just about two laps in.
All right, so what the halftime show will be, so there'll be all, like, the cheerleader girls and stuff in the middle. There'll be fireworks and stuff going around, like, the big oval shape. And what they'll do is every driver will nominate one animal who's going to take his place. And so what they do is they open up the cars, they'll get your kangaroo out, and they'll strap each paw to the steering wheel. They'll put a brick down on the accelerator in every car. They line them up, so you've got a whole bunch of, like, kangaroos.
So everyone's, like, race position's lost. Yeah. No one cares about the race anymore.
Yeah, you've got like a massive...
That's what
a
kangaroo does.
You've got a massive brown bear in there, just like so scared, hands lashed to the steering wheel.
God damn it.
They
like, so much animal cruelty.
In each car, they just, like, they put a brick on the accelerator, put it into, like, second, and then they everyone just, like,
seconds.
Just
ripping the
That's almost the funniest part to me. Engine starts smoking and shit.
And then they everyone just... 3, 2, 1, they let the handbrake go and get out the way. So all these cars with animals that are scared start going around the track. And whoever makes it one lap wins. And then if your animal wins, or even like makes us furthest without dying in a fiery explosion, they get an additional 2 laps on their own race.
Okay.
Wow.
And then everyone else has to reset.
Hey?
Everyone else to reset.
Everyone else is pretty much, well, you were third at this point, so they all line up
the grid
as they would in the grid. Yeah. But it'd be like, well, this guy's on lap 67. Now, everyone else is, 65.
Because, somehow his fucking bear.
Yeah, his bear was frightened enough to turn left as he went around the corners.
The fact we're grizzly, they're just ripping the steering wheel off of the axle and just going nuts inside a car.
Oh, fuck.
And some wolf just overtakes him. So scared. Just all of the cars just smell like animal urine. They're just pissing and shitting themselves.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
So, but once they all crash, like, what's the entertainment once they crash? Because they
oh, who's playing, who's playing music while they go around? Yeah.
I don't know. Katy Perry, "Eye of the Tiger's" going on. She's in the middle belting that out.
That's probably the most scary thing to the animals. Fuck, man. Oh, maybe we should do our challenge to support the RSPCA.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Punch yourself in the balls for animal cruelty.
For being such a dickhead to animals.
Alright. Very good. Very good.
That was good. Well, I think we've all just got a little bit delirious.
Yeah.
Some funny shit.
Jesus. And speaking of animal cruelty... is the cruelest guy of them all.
And what a party animal.
I don't know any of his words, so this is
no.
difficult.
No, that's fair enough. I forgot what mine were as well. All right. Anyway, thank you for that, Lexus. my words come in from Katie R. at Quilted Magnolia. Thanks for that, Katie. My three words are cucumber, boat, wire.
Getting a boner on a boat. That's the size of a cucumber.
While killing animals. yeah, and she said bonus points if you get the reference. No, I didn't get the reference, but I googled that shit. And I think it's from a movie called Super Jaime. Have you seen that? It's like a documentary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's got Doug Benson is the comic in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it actually a documentary?
Yeah, yeah.
He just smokes lots of
yeah,
weed.
I think he just smokes weed every day for like 30 days, but I think smokes weed every day anyway. So. Yeah.
This is no different.
Yes.
All right, well, I didn't get the marijuana... Wait, wrapped? What I have done is I've basically just taken those three words and applied them to the classic game of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
No.
So, cucumber. Who would you pleasure with a cucumber from the list?
Jesus.
Boat. Who would you sail around in a boat for the rest of your life with? That's the marry option.
Yeah.
And wires, obviously. Who would you brutally murder with barbed wire?
Just with a garrot.
Brutal.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is, I'll ask you from a list of three, and you have to give reasons, and then you come up with a list of three people for Lexus.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And we'll go around like that, and depending on how quick it goes, we might do a couple of rounds, but it could get intense. So, and I'll start off, they don't have to be, like, real people. They can be people from, like, cartoon characters, which is what I've got for you. I've got three cartoon characters up. Let's just go with some classic Disney characters for you.
Yeah.
Lee Querbin.
Okay.
You got Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Okay, yep.
Mulan from Mulan.
Who?
Mulan. She's like the...
I don't watch many Disney...
She's the Chinese chick that becomes like a...
Yeah, she's kind of... It's kind of like Joan of Arc, isn't it? She dresses up as a boy to be in the army. And she's got Eddie Murphy with his little, the dragon thing.
Yeah. Lexus knows this a lot better. Let's switch this to Lexus.
Yeah, I think it might be better.
All right, Lexus, you got Ariel, Mulan, and Pocahontas.
Mm.
From Disney's Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Just in case you're wondering, just clarification.
Yep. So, who would I pleasure with a cucumber?
Yeah.
Probably not Ariel.
Until climax.
Ariel, you'd struggle to find anywhere to put it.
Yeah.
Being a mermaid. You know?
Well, exactly, yeah.
She's part of fish.
Yeah. She just releases a whole bunch of eggs. That's our fish.
Oh, right. And then I just pleasure my own cucumber.
Yeah, then you just grate the cucumber and the eggs
and then leave. And 8 months later, there's heaps of mermaids.
Surely there's some form of orifice the eggs have to come out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mermaid, all right. I'm not putting a cucumber up there. I'll put a cucumber up.
smells about the same.
I don't know. Pocahontas always used to piss me off. So I'd pleasure Pocahontas then.
Pleasure Pocahontas because she pissed you off. Yeah. Just angry fuck.
Yeah. It's really hard. I would.
Why did she piss you off?
I don't know. Just always used to annoy me. Like, just her. Like, with her absent face.
Okay. Holier than thou kind of attitude.
Yeah. Just staring off into the distance when talking to people. Just used to hate her.
Okay.
I would pleasure her. I would marry Mulan because I reckon she'd be good times.
Well, it's not married, it's going on a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd go on a boat with her.
Yeah. The rest of your life, you go around
the
world with Mulan.
But not pleasuring her.
No. You're just spending quality time with her.
Mm.
What do you think? Why would she be so good to spend quality time with?
She's done a lot in life. Been in the army. She had a good, few good stories. Warriors. I'd be like, oh.
That's true. She dressed up like a man. I hear you're into that.
Well, if I'm not pleasuring her, then she might as well be.
That's true.
And then I'd kill Ariel because, like, she's got to live underneath the water all her life. And I'm assuming it's before she pre-op.
Oh, before she gets legs.
She gets legs, yeah. Let's say that would suck, yeah. So the only way I can talk to her is just like hanging around on the side of a jetty, just being like, Ariel, how's it going? How's the water today? Oh, it's cold? So, yeah, cool.
So one day she pops up and you just strangle her with barbed wire. She's like, hey! Like, this is for your own good.
I just get one of those plastic like six pack things.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
good reason.
Well, very valid reasons.
Well, thank you for that.
No, it's not. She
all right. Shit, now I've got to think of something for you.
Yeah, who I know.
Who that you know. Okay. Who's that big wrestler you used to like, the girl?
The girl. Oh, China.
China.
I didn't used to like her. It just... Yeah. Anyway, listen to past episodes.
Yeah. So we have China's in there.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers movies is in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
And Jane Doyle from the news is in there too.
Jane Doyle!
local news readers.
I reckon I would... I'll travel around the boat for the rest of my life with China.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's very strong and sailing is very hard work. And I'm a very lazy man.
Yeah.
So she could almost be my deckhand and do all the manual stuff for me.
Sweet.
And I just spend my whole life just kicking back on a boat.
But how about she just keep ripping on you like, you're not a man, like the rest of your life. She'd just be giving you shit.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'd just be like, do you want me to put on that video again? Do you want to watch that? That's all I've got. Yeah. No other DVDs on this boat. And then she'd chart. Yeah. She doesn't want to relive that.
No. No one does.
So that one there. What was the other one? Pleasure with a cucumber. I don't want to say I'd kill Jane Doyle because I've got nothing wrong with her. But at the same time, I don't want to, like, pleasure her with a cucumber either. For some reason, I have this connection to Jane Doyle because she's a local newsreader.
Yeah.
And the other two, I know I'll probably never have the chance of seeing.
Yeah.
I might bump into her at Burnside one day. And I don't want to be the guy who says on record, I'll pleasure you with a cucumber. So I'm going to say, look, oh, God.
But it's better to say on record that you'd kill
that
her.
That I'd kill her.
You'd brutally murder her with a piece
of
fire.
Okay, all right. Well, no, yeah, that puts things into perspective, doesn't it? Look, I'd say we'd go to Coles together and I'd say, this is something I have to do. Do you want to go to the small Lebanese cucumber or the big one? And we'll just get this over and done with, Jane Doyle. And then I'll kill Dr. Evil because, hey, he's evil. Why not? Save the world.
Yeah,
The world, make it a better place.
Was he the fictional character or the actor? Was it Mike Myers?
No, it was a fictional character.
Yeah, fictional character.
Yeah. Good. I just couldn't think of Mike Myers' name.
Okay, Stephen, you're up. I've got to think of three people for you. Jeez. Okay. You've got B. Arthur from the Golden Girls.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. You have...
What the hell is
that's
that?
Like, I think that's a recurring theme for you.
It is. Yeah, I got like a little bit of some Freudian slips going on here. Yeah. Thinking about it. So, B. Arthur from the Golden Girls.
He's like, yeah, tell me what you do with the cucumber.
You've got the blind guy who lives in the house behind the baseball field on the Sandlot Kids.
Never seen it.
Never seen it? Oh, damn.
You haven't seen Sandlot Kids?
You haven't seen the Sandlot Kids? Oh, that's a shame,
that
really.
That is a shame.
All right, well, not him then, because that would mean nothing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of B. Arthur.
Okay.
Yep.
Got that.
The Michelin Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or... Brenton Ragless. If we're going to go for a news thing from Channel 9 News.
Weatherman, is he?
Yeah. We're flipping stations, all right.
Yeah, all right. So, B. Arthur. Yeah, Brenton Ragless and the Michelin Man. All right. B. Arthur, I would go on the boat with.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have a log.
You can roll her over the side.
Exactly. You know, it'd be nice to hear about her life experiences and shit for a while.
Yeah.
And then when you get sick of her, she's probably going to cark it anyway. So I got that going.
Take the boat guy, beat it.
Yeah, exactly. Pleasure with a cucumber. Probably the Michelin man. Yeah, yeah. He'd be pretty, like, soft and shit.
You don't get such a smile, though. I just hate to see it turn into a frown. You stick a cucumber in his butt. I mean, he might be into that, but I kind of doubt it.
Oh, jeez.
It's hard to say. But regardless, that's,
he's getting it.
He's getting it.
It's been filmed and put up on Retchu.
And it'd be pretty comfy for me, man.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Because sometimes you're pleasuring someone else, you're like, fuck, I'm so tired. Just go for a sleep on that.
He would rip your pup.
And that means I'm killing Brent Ragnus. He's a head of a, like, get a personality, though. You know what I mean? At least then people would, he would have done something notable in his life.
Yeah.
Just always like, oh, and then today with the weather. It's like, fuck you, dude.
He always seems so forced, doesn't he?
He does.
You're just like, I want to see the real Brenton.
Yeah.
You know, what does he really do? I can imagine he just would just crack the shits at night time.
Crack the shits.
Yeah. Oh, just having to be so nice on TV all the time.
Yeah, well, when his eyes are full of terror after I covered him with barbed wire, yeah. I will see the real Brenton Ragnus. Like, finally, some personality.
So I wanted to see a bit of life before I took away.
Yeah.
It's quite dark, isn't it?
It is.
I think,
yeah.
Turn some lights on, Stephen. It's not going
to
be so dark.
No, I prefer to live in a cavern. Thinking of getting a bat.
Sleeping upside down.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the segment. I think we called it there. I think that went pretty well.
Yeah, that was good.
I think the three words thing in general went pretty well. So thanks for the listeners that sent those in.
I'm up for doing that again.
Three words?
Yeah.
Maybe let's not do it straight away.
No, let's just turn this podcast into the three words. Three words and three guys.
Actually, that's a fucking good name for a podcast. Yeah. Considering how inapt our current name is. Yeah.
Good friends who have kind of dwindled over the years because they've got other things to do in a podcast. And the main character who's not here most of the time.
Exactly. Decent acquaintances. And the name of a guy that nobody really likes.
Or hasn't seen.
That's true.
No, we don't know.
Fez is back from Europe, though.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee he'll be on the next episode.
We can't guarantee anything on this.
Yeah. No. Well, next episode, we'll try and do something big. I don't know what it is. We might bring some drinking games or something into it. We're going to try and do one.
That'd be great.
Yeah, because this is Sunday Ivo right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's I'm suffering tired. From tonsillitis. You guys are a bit hungover, probably. Yeah.
I'm now coming down with tonsillitis.
Yeah, that's it. Because the old passion song. Yeah.
That's, dude.
Bloody passion, mate, for ingrown toenails.
Puzzle lights would have been a good fit, but sure. It's going to be
toenails.
Anyway, so a bit of a drink thing for next one.
Sweet.
We might bring back some listener questions, which would be good. So get those in. And
yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace. Thanks.
Out. See ya.
Bye.